Good morning, and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Roger Dickerson. I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Isaiah. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, I ask that you enlighten our hearts. Allow us to hear what you want us to hear. We love you. We praise you. We just want to know more about you, God. A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that would rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face did I not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help, therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? As we're going through this passage, I think when I read this the first time, the first thing that I was drawn to was Jesus, because, I mean, we're going through Holy Week, and it speaks about, I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard, my face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. And we remember in this time how Jesus did that, how Jesus gave his whole life to us, and not just the people that actually like inflicted the wounds upon Jesus, but us as we sin. Like, Jesus knew that we were going to sin. Jesus knew that we were going to know him, that some of us were going to even like love him and still spit in his face by sinning and still turn our face away. But as I reread this, I think this is a call to us as people of God. It says, the Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue. And you might just think, oh, I speak really nice, or I don't swear, or I have been given this gift. But as we read further, it speaks on that I may know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. What does that mean? What does it mean to speak to the weary, to speak to those people in our lives that maybe don't know God? To speak to those who maybe we don't even know. Anyone that is a weary soul, anyone that is having a hard time in life, speaking them a word that will rouse them. Now, if I am speaking to somebody and I speak a word and I try to like encourage them, that is good. But something that comes from God is so much better, is always better than like a word that I can speak to myself. But so these words come from the Lord. The Lord has given me a well-trained tongue, like, and this gift is given to me because I asked for it, because I turned to him in not just once, but often, morning after morning. That means every day. It says he opens my ear that I may hear. So like, that's just not going to be, it's not like this intercom voice that's like, Roger, you need to speak to this person. You know, it's something that we have to turn to. It's a call as Christians to listen to the voice of God each and every day, so that we may know and we may be able to bring the light of Christ into this world. Because wouldn't it be good? Wouldn't it be amazing if God gave you a word every day to speak to like someone who is weary, whether that's someone in your family, someone that you're a coworker, like someone at a gas station, like no matter what if God spoke one word to you each day that allowed you to speak that to somebody else and uplift their life? Wouldn't that be amazing? And like, that starts simply by asking God morning after morning, like evening after evening, every day, God, who are those that you want to speak to me? And God, what do you want to say to them? What do you want to say to me? Because God wants to speak to us when we become weary. He wants us to allow ourselves to be open to hearing his voice, so that we may be able to change other people's lives and our own lives. Because when he speaks, our lives are changed. When the Father spoke to Jesus, Jesus knew where to go, and he knew ultimately to give his life for us, because he was consistently living in the Father's voice with God, knowing what he was saying at all times. And when that drove him to the point of death, he chose to take on death out of love for us. So may we always seek to have this desire to hear God's voice and to steward it in our lives. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Isaiah. Again, my name is Roger Dickerson. To learn more about Damascus and the programs that we have offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. I hope you guys have an amazing Holy Week. You're amazing. God loves you so much. And I hope you have a great day. God bless. Bye.